Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In How to Make a Few Billion Dollars, Brad Jacobs delves into the intricate world of financial success by sharing insights, strategies, and personal anecdotes. This book stands out as not just a manual on wealth accumulation, but as an invigorating journey into understanding the dynamics of successful entrepreneurship and innovative thinking. Jacobs, a renowned business magnate, elucidates the practices, mindset, and discipline required to transcend ordinary business achievements for extraordinary business achievements for extraordinary financial milestones. Through clear, engaging prose, the author not only inspires, but educates readers on the fundamental and advanced concepts of building a venture that can reach the pinnacle of financial success. The book does not shy away from the complexities and challenges of the business world, but offers a realistic roadmap to navigate through them with wisdom and resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Mindset of a Billionaire. The book kicks off with an in-depth exploration of the mindset necessary to achieve billionaire status. Jacobs emphasizes that beyond intelligence and talent, a specific psychological makeup is crucial. This includes an unwavering belief in one's vision, the resilience to weather financial and emotional lows, and the agility to adapt to changing market dynamics. He showcases through examples how this mindset isn't a product of birth, but can be cultivated through deliberate practice and introspection. The ability to see failures as lessons rather than setbacks, and a strong focus on long-term goals over immediate gratification, are highlighted as key components. This section serves as the bedrock of the book, arguing that the foundational step to making a few billion dollars starts with cultivating the right mental attitude towards life and business. Secondly, innovation and market disruption. One of the core topics discussed is the importance of innovation and the ability to disrupt existing markets. Jacobs argues that many billionaires didn't get there by following the crowd, but by creating new pathways in seemingly saturated markets. This segment dives into how recognizing untapped needs, technology advancements, and consumer behavior shifts can open opportunities for unprecedented market entry and growth. The essence of this discussion lies in fostering a culture of innovation within one's enterprise, encouraging creative thinking, and being willing to take risks. Jacobs provides case studies of companies that pivoted their business models to address market changes and emerged as industry leaders. This section is instrumental in understanding that becoming a billionaire often requires challenging the status quo and daring to venture where others see limitations. Thirdly, strategic execution. Execution is where many potentially great ideas fail, according to Jacobs. This section of the book focuses on the importance of translating visionary ideas into actionable plans. It addresses common pitfalls in strategic execution, such as inadequate resource allocation, poor timing, lack of flexibility, and underestimating competitors. Jacobs provides readers with strategies for effective planning, prioritization, and adjustment methodologies. The emphasis is on the disciplined execution of business strategies, the importance of building a competent team, and creating a corporate culture that values accountability and excellence. Insights into decision-making processes, risk management, and contingency planning are also provided to help entrepreneurs navigate through uncertainties and capitalize on opportunities efficiently. Fourthly, scaling and sustainability. Scaling a business and ensuring its long-term sustainability is highlighted as a crucial aspect of making billions. Jacobs discusses various scaling strategies, from aggressive expansion to conservative growth, explaining the benefits and risks associated with each. This section also covers the importance of building a solid operational foundation that can support growth without compromising quality or customer satisfaction. Sustainability is discussed in the context of environmental, social, and governance, ESG criteria, showing readers how integrating these factors into business operations can attract investors, enhance brand reputation, and ensure long-term profitability. Jacobs uses case examples to illustrate how billionaires often view their businesses as ecosystems rather than mere profit-generating entities, focusing on long-term value creation for all stakeholders. Lastly, financial prudence and wealth management. Brad Jacobs dedicates a significant portion of the book to the principles of financial prudence and wealth management. He debunks the myth that billionaires recklessly invest or spend their wealth, showcasing instead the disciplined approach to financial management that characterizes successful entrepreneurs. This includes smart investment strategies, diversification, risk assessment, and the importance of having robust financial controls in place. Jacobs also touches upon the psychological aspects of wealth, discussing how to maintain a balanced life and perspective amidst enormous financial success. This section is vital for understanding that making a few billion dollars also requires the wisdom to manage and preserve this wealth effectively. In conclusion, How to Make a Few Billion Dollars is not merely a book for aspiring billionaires, but a manifesto for anyone intrigued by the idea of achieving extraordinary success in business. Brad Jacobs meticulously lays out the roadmap, highlighting the mindset, strategies, and execution tactics required to make it big. This book is especially suitable for entrepreneurs, business students, and professionals aiming to elevate their thinking and operational strategies to a level that could catapult them into the realm of unprecedented wealth. However, its lessons on resilience, innovation, strategic execution, scaling, and financial prudence are universally applicable, making it a valuable addition to anyone's library. By instilling the principles outlined by Jacobs, readers can gain insights into transforming not just their businesses, but their approach to life's challenges and opportunities. If you would like to support Brad Jacobs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.